It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic. When I can, I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now more of the Bernie Show.
Steve Buckley of The Athletic, the Boston-based columnist, who we have asked him to come on several times. Whenever the Celtics are playing in particular, and we can track Jason Tatum through his own eyes, talking about Steve Buckley. But he's always kind because this is – I know we've done this again where we just had him on and we've invited him back, and he's such a good dude that he says yes. And he joins us now. Buck, how you doing, man?
Well, for openers, I thought it was a dirty trick for the Heat to have Matthew Tkachuk in the crowd the other night down in Miami and to throw Jason off his game like that. That was just not fair. So.
That's right. Well, I want to start right from the beginning, as in the beginning of that game last night. And I thought the Heat had a shot at this for sure. But I was surprised that it was a blowout. I thought it'd be a tight game. And, let whoever does well in the final 2 minutes was probably going to win it. It never came to that. But let's start at the beginning, that first possession when Jason Tatum turned his ankle. What was the feeling when it happened? And then what is kind of the postscript on this? Like, was it that much of a factor? Was he making it look worse than it really was? I mean, I've seen online all kinds of different theories on that, but I want your theory because I know you and respect you and trust you.
Well, I don't know about that, but when it happened, I just happened to be looking right at him. Sometimes even in a basketball game with only 10 players on the court, you're not looking right at the right place at the right time. You're reaching for a cup of coffee or you're writing something down. But I was looking right at it when he went down, and I pointed to the, and I said to the guy, "Look at that! Uh-oh!" And my immediate thought was Achilles, which is devastating, and that they're going to put him in a thing and carry him off, and that's going to be the end of the season. And then he sat there for a moment or two. Then he got up and stretched out and so forth. And then he went. I think he was fouled. He went to the foul line to take his free throws. And I said, oh, okay. So I put it out of my mind and never gave it any thought. But then as the game went on, you can see that maybe he's a little slower and so forth. So I if you want to put a check mark next to reasons Celtics lost, that's, you could put that in magic marker if you want. But they also shot like 21% on the free throws, on the three-pointers rather. They didn't seem to have the same chemistry they had in those three games, and they didn't, frankly, seem to play up to the energy that the crowd brought to the proceedings, given that they were coming back from 0-3 to 3-0, and all of that is why they lost, and convincingly.
Steve Buckley with his Boston-based columnist for The Athletic, and this is just one guy sitting in St. Louis. I mean, I know Boston Celtics fans feel this way, and I'm sure you do, and pretty much everyone in the Boston media. It's one thing about this team that confuses me, throughout the postseason. They just weren't able to defend their home court. They lost they blew too many opportunities. They lost too many games at home. And I'm trying to understand why that could happen so frequently. I know it's going to happen from time to time, but this became a habit, and I don't really get it why it became a habit. Can you enlighten me, sir?
I cannot. And it's supposed to be, you've been in sports for a long time, your listeners know how the game's played. You're supposed to have this natural advantage when you're at home. Your players are in their own beds. They're eating their own food. They take the dog out for a walk. They walk into the building. Everyone's happy to see them. The crowd gets up for the game. All that stuff should play into their favor. So the fact is I don't have an answer. And I know that players in the past have mildly chastised Garden fans for not being as loud. Jaylen Brown did that the last series. Hey, come on, be out there for us. And, you know, we've got the best fans. Just don't sit in your hands. Come on. And he didn't say it that way. But I can assure you, because I covered all seven games of this series, and I've been to plenty of games over the years at TD Garden, that place was absolutely rocking last night, because everybody in town was comparing these guys with the 0-4 Red Sox, who were down, you know the drill, down 0-3 against the Yankees, and they won four straight, and then they annihilated the Birds in the World Series.
And, yes, they did.
So there was this theme. Apparently, they watched the 4 Days in October documentary after Game 3. You had guys like, you know, Danny Shaughnessy, my buddy from the Globe, got in touch with Kevin Millar. I talked to Tim Wakefield. Steve Hewitt from the Boston Herald talked to Johnny Damon. So, you know, we all reached out to our respective people we know from those teams to weigh in. And when the players showed up, when the Celtics showed up at the Garden last night, the place was rocking. Ed Millar on the big board, and, hey, guys, let's, you know, root for the Celtics. And there was that general theme. No team in recent Boston history has gotten that kind of send-off going into a game the Celtics had last night.
Yeah, it was just, in that context, it was absolutely shocking. Now, I want to ask you this. Steve Buckley, our friend from the Boston Bureau of the Athletic, what's the feeling on the ground there? Do some fans and media, are they saying, look, it's time to break this thing up? Not a teardown, but just to change the mix. Maybe one prominent player not going to be there. Maybe it's Jaylen Brown. Do people want to, like, shake it up, stir it up, or just sort of keep this group together for another run?
No, I think they want to shake it up, stir it up, to use your words. I mean, they had a fine season. They had a great season. And they built their entire marketing campaign around these words, unfinished business. And the message being they got to Game 6 of the finals last year and then lost. Well, the unfinished business is getting to Game 7 and winning it. Well, they didn't even get to the finals. It's going to be Miami and Denver in the finals. So in that respect, it was a failure. And you got the Udoka thing before the season started. And Joe Mazzulla, 34 years old, a second row assistant coach, if you know what I mean, gets thrust into the coaching, the head coaching job. And there's a lot of mumbling going on that he got pantsed by this coach and that coach during the playoffs, and that he's not ready for this. And he doesn't seem to know when to call a timeout. And so I've also, Brian Scalabrine, former Celtic who does TV work here, he's on TV last night. I didn't see this, but I read it, that he's saying that a lot of several of the assistant coaches who are holdovers from Udoka are going to go with him to his next job. So what that will mean for Mazzulla, I don't know. Will they keep him at all? I don't know. Will they get an experienced NBA head coach to be an assistant on his staff, which they did not have, which was a flaw this year. If they're going to have a 34... When the Red Sox hired Alex Cora as manager in 2018, he was only a few years removed from being a player. He had been a bench coach with the Houston Astros, but he had never big league managed before. So he hired Ron Renneke, a veteran big league manager, who was his minor league manager, to be the bench coach. And that's a perfect marriage, because you've got a former big league manager who knows how to press all the buttons, who isn't ambitious for this kid's job, because they were friends in the minors and Renneke was in his 60s. That's what was missing on the Celtics this year. And to put a little bow on this, I don't know what's going on in that locker room. I don't know if there are issues between Jaylen and Jason. Everyone seems to indicate that, but I have no evidence of that. But they are not playing. There is this feeling that they don't have a team-wide chemistry as much as they like to say they do, and that may have to be addressed.
Finally, Buck, just in general, the feeling there about Jason Tatum, I know we all, you know, share the belief that he's a great player, but there, you know, and nobody's perfect and all that, but there's been some real holes the last two postseasons, you know, where he would be spectacular, and then it would just kind of, he'd have it just a dud of a game. That cycle was pretty frequent, and it happened again this season. I mean, in the finals, he struggled last year. So has the mood or just the feeling about Jason Tatum, has it been damaged at all? Are they down on him at all? I just was trying to take the temperature.
I don't think so. I think the word is frustrated. I don't think they're down on him because by all measures, Jason Tatum, and again, I'm a writer. He's an athlete who makes millions of dollars, and it's not like the old days where you could just sidle up to guys in the locker room and shoot the breeze for half an hour. Those kind of things don't happen as much, particularly for me because I'm not a beat guy. I'm not there every day. But I've never heard anybody saying, I hate Jason Tatum. I wish he was gone. He comes across as a likable guy. He does all these TV commercials for Subway and everything. I think the frustration is that he doesn't play up to superstar status in the postseason, a fair criticism. And that, you know, why is this guy getting all the commercials and ad things on TV when he's never won a championship? Which is, you know, if Madison Avenue likes the guy, they like the guy. If he sells product, I don't think a championship is part of it, but I'm just telling you what people are mumbling about.
Sure.
But you know, there is this, you know, geez, the guy's on, you know, every time you turn on the TV, he's doing TV commercials. And, you know, why can't, maybe if he spent less time doing TV commercials, he'd win a championship. I don't buy into that.
No.
But
no.
He doesn't take his game, or he has not taken his game to a high level. You know, good news is that some guys figure it out. A-Rod was always a stinker in the postseason, and he finally had some big numbers in, was it 09, when he played on a World Series team with the Yankees. They beat the Phillies, was it? And so, you know, maybe his day will come. It just hasn't happened yet.
Steve Buckley, people should follow you on Twitter at Buck in Boston, at Buck in Boston. And consider many reasons to take out a subscription to The Athletic. Steve Buckley is one of them. I'm a subscriber. It's worth every penny. It's very, very reasonably priced. So I can't thank you again enough that you're so kind to come on pretty much every time we ask you to. So thank you.
I should also tell you in closing that our Red Sox beat writer, Chad Jennings, is a native of Missouri. So
there. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, and he's a big Missouri guy. I think he went to Missouri, and he's very big into his home state. So I would encourage all of your readers to check out Chad Jennings in The Athletic.
I'll pay even closer attention to him. See what pops up. But I appreciate it. And I don't know next time I have a chance to visit, but I look forward to it whenever that is. Thank you.
Look me up if you're in town. Okay.
I will for sure. You got it. Absolutely. That's my friend Steve Buckley of The Athletic, Boston-based columnist. He is a Boston institution in terms of sports media, the writing side. He really is. They got a cast of characters that town's delighted to read and delighted to kind of get mad at and everything else. But Buck is one of the guys that even if some of those good Boston fans like get furious at him because they disagree with him, they want to read him, you know. They want to read him, and it's kind of like a lot of it has to do. And I can speak as a life as a columnist, you know, like at the Post-Dispatch or whatever. You know, it's always interesting to read comments or to get emails because a lot of them, you know, when you rip a team, there's a pretty surprisingly large element of like fans who get mad at you for that. But then if, you know, a team like the Celtics lays an egg, as they did throughout the postseason, if they play poorly or do a lot of dumb things, if you don't thrash them and thump them and just belittle them, then you're called soft. You know, so And that's the life of a columnist. That's the way it's just going to be. It always has been, always will be. But it's kind of fun, you know, because you never know what to expect. But the emotions will run high, whether someone agrees with you or disagrees with you. But then it's pretty much the slate's wiped clean. And you have like this historical relationship, because if you've been writing columns or talking on the radio for a long, long time, you sort of become part of the whole scene, and people like to read you, even if at times they can't stand you. They still want to read you because you're kind of where they are. You know, you follow your town's sports teams closely, and you have a lot of opinions, and you have a lot of feelings and thoughts. And so we're all in the same club is the way I look at it, you know, anyway. So I appreciate Steve Buckley from coming on. Hey, don't forget, before we take a time out here, we got Derek Gould coming up at 5:30. Don't forget, we will be at Friendly's. Let me make sure I have this right, because I don't trust myself. I do trust our guy, Dave Solomon. Our next remote is a week from tomorrow. That's what I thought, and I wanted to make sure, and Dave Solomon did have that info. Thank you. Next Wednesday, June the 7th, we'll be at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South County. And we're looking forward to it already. There's so much going on at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South County, Bayless and 55. I will, however, note, Denny has not had to worry about the Stan the Man special for the last six games. The last six games, actually the last seven games, the Cardinals haven't gotten the six runs, and that's the barrier, that's the threshold. If they score six runs in a game, it is a round on the house at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. You got to be there watching it, though. Don't be like running in from the parking lot. No, you can't do it. If I was a bouncer still, I'd be down there guarding the door. No, I'm just kidding. But they score six. If the Redbirds score six or more, you get a round on the house at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. If they hit a home run, you get a Redbird shot, which is a little vodka, cherry-flavored vodka with a little splash of soda. And that's every time they hit a home run. So it's been quiet. It's been quiet on those promotions as of late, although the Cardinals did have a game in Cleveland where they hit three home runs and lost because they were all solo home runs. So anyway, we'll be down there next Wednesday. We always have stuff to give away. We always warm it up for trivia, which starts at 6:30. And I'm trying to think of my schedule. I don't know off the top of my head, but we're going to be talking about Friendly's later, and I'll make sure I know. But I know we got another fried chicken dinner coming up. That's every other Sunday. I think this Sunday is the next one. Let me double check just to make sure. But Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, all the sports you want. You can watch all the sports free of charge because Denny, your proprietor, the proprietor and your gracious host, he has all the subscriptions to whatever sports packages you want. Any game, any league, any sport. You got it. Denny will put it on for you. Nice setup. Big, huge wall of TV sets. Beautiful color. Clear pictures, the whole bit. And there's also other TVs throughout the place, wherever you're seated at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. So we'll see you there a week from tomorrow, and why don't you go in and see him, watch some sports there, and it is a friendly place. It lives up to its name. It is relaxed. People are happy. They love to watch sports and hang out, have good conversations, have fun. That's the bottom line. We all need to have fun and de-stress, and that's a good hanging out at Friendly's will do that. We'll be back after this here on The Bernie Show.